welcome to this week's edition of The Shanice Show. I am your host, Shanice Cleckley. Thank you for joining us this week. Have you checked out our online, www.theshaniceshow.com? You can keep up to date on our guests, episodes, and like and subscribe, of course. Here on YouTube, you can like and subscribe to say, hey, I like The Shanice Show. So what is going on in your life this week? This week is the first week of spring. I know. I have actually been waiting. I love the winter, but that spring winter time that's in the middle is one of my favorite times because you get to have a little bit of cold and a little bit of warm. The only thing I don't like is the pollen. I've never been allergic to pollen, but as I've gotten older, pollen, it just kind of gets everywhere. And being in the South, we have all these trees and all this stuff going on, and you just can't not take Claritin. So I am a Claritin lover. Luckily, in the Groffice, you know, where we film in the Groffice, for those of y'all just joining, the Groffice is the garage / office. So in the Groffice, I did like clean it out and vacuum to make sure that nothing was in here to gain dust. So it has been pretty cool doing it. But I do want to have my door up in the Groffice. Yes, I do have some panels that help with the sound. But wouldn't it be kind of cool if I could have like a screen? I know they make them. They're probably on Amazon somewhere. So if they have a screen that goes across, I think that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get a screen to go all the way across the garage door so that when I need to have this amazing sunlight and vitamin D, then I will put it up, have a screen. So let's try it together and see how it goes. This week, guys, I'm going to take a point of order. And I want to talk to you about purpose and helping you find your purpose. We're going to have Kara on, and Kara's going to talk to us about her purpose and what lights her up in her Powerful Ladies brand and podcast and her coaching. So you will have that interview today. I want to talk to you about my purpose. I know that I was put here on this earth in order to help uplift people, to empower people. And honestly, it has taken me a long time to grapple with who I'm called to serve, high achieving people. And it's not the fact that I don't serve, because I do. I love serving others. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a podcaster. I'm a speaker. I love doing that. But just to put it together to make it truly feel aligned to what God has been telling me to do. And in this self-discovery that I've been doing over the past several years, I have discovered that I'm a purpose bestie. I've been a business bestie. I've been a media maven. But really and truly to the heart is I am a purpose bestie. I love helping people get to the core of what their huge audacious dreams are. And once they get to that audacious dreams, giving them the strategies in order to get to the next step, in order to make sure that they stay on task and give accountability. And for my believers to also make sure that you're doing it in alignment with God's will so that you can have the most abundant life possible. So I am happy to announce on The Shanice Show that all the 7 years of self-discovery from my journey of being a business strategist, a nonprofit executive, to taking my actual degrees in political science and public affairs and business strategy, and putting it all together from digital coaching and everything else that God has got me to do to my company. Yes, I have a new company called My Purpose Co. And we are a soul discovery company. So what is that? A soul discovery company is where there are several different solutions in order to set your soul on fire. It's for you to be able to come out of the woodwork, to no more hiding, no more waiting, no more wasting time, where you now are ready to take charge. You're no longer a participant in life. You are now participating in life. You know, you're no longer sitting on the sidelines. You're in there, in the trenches, and having a good time. And it has been an amazing journey. And I'm so happy how God has put it together. You have been really doing a lot of legwork in order to create the foundation, digging up old things, bringing up new stuff, having new revelations, speaking, coach, getting coached to come up with My Purpose Co. And in My Purpose Co, we have solutions such as a podcast. There is a podcast called My Purpose Devotional. It's a daily podcast where you can listen to a verse, a Bible verse. You get a devotional. You get an affirmation, because I'm huge on speaking life to yourself. And then the last but not least, an action prompt, because faith without works is dead, right? So it is for you to take action in your life, whether it's starting a gratitude journal or calling a client who you haven't called before, or making sure that you take that step to make a test or to take a test that's going to help you with certification. There is an action prompt where, to live out your big audacious dreams, you are taking one step at a time. So that's My Purpose Devotional. You can find it on all of your places where you listen to podcasts. Get it daily. And don't worry, it's only like 1 to 2 minutes. So it's not long. It is a true quick fix to get your daily dose of inspiration and your action. I have coaching that I will be doing. Yes, you heard me. I am back into the coaching realm. I am back. So I am coaching more than just business, but also for holistic life, to bring you into just a full, holistic, well-rounded view of how you and your opinion of yourself, your relationship with God, really affects you and your career, your business, and your life. So I will be doing some leveling up and helping you level up with business. There is a Facebook community, yes, called My Purpose Squad. These are people coming together, individuals, high achieving women coming together to support each other. We will be having soon meetups and courses and all sorts of things. It's a free community that you can go through. And of course, I got to give you something free, such as My Purpose Devotional. So this is a 30-day free devotional for you to download. You can print it out if you want to, but it's also a downloadable that you can write in for your action prompts. If you go to www.mypurposeco.com, there is a sign-up sheet that you can download and get it into your inbox. And it comes automatically. Once you get in your inbox, it's 30 days to going towards your purpose. So it's a solution that you have. Last time I've introduced you to Soulful Sparkles, that's the first of many books and references in order to help. So we have a little bit for everybody. If you are a hearer, we got podcasts. If you are a doer, we have workbooks. If you are a listener, a virtual or seer, we have courses. So however you learn and however your place of self-discovery, I got a choice and a solution for you. So make sure that you contact or come to My Purpose Co. and be a part of the Shanice Show, so that I will keep you updated. We're even going to have a segment about what purpose means to certain people. That's just going to be an inspirational show so that you can glean off others. It is okay to have mentors, and you can also have people who really speak into your life. That is the purpose of going through your life experience. And when we're going to have these people on the show and have the podcast, it is for you to get inspired. They inspire me to keep going. So I'm taking a point of order. Thank you for allowing me to take a point of order to tell you about some amazing things happening at My Purpose Co., who is the executive producer of the Shanice Show, to give you some solutions, or get it, S-O-U-L, solutions to help you live more abundantly. Next up on the Shanice Show, we're going to have Miss Kara Duffy. She's a business owner, a coach, the founder of Powerful Ladies and the Powerful Ladies podcast host. We're going to have a great conversation and interview with her to talk about authenticity and leading with impact and how to use the skills that you had before on what you're doing now. Welcome back, everyone. Today we have Kara Duffy on, and she is our exciting guest. And full disclosure, I was on her podcast, the Powerful Ladies podcast, and now she's on the Shanice Show, And I am so excited. Welcome, 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 Kara.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
I am glad you're here, too, because you were able to lead the conversation last time. Now, this time, I have some questions, some things that I need to know about you. First of all, tell everybody a little bit about you, your coaching business, your podcast. Let's go ahead and get that out the way, and then I can go with my nosy questions after that.
Okay, perfect. I'm Kara Duffy. I have a couple of businesses, including Kara Duffy Coaching and Consulting. I'm also the founder of the Powerful Ladies and the host of the Powerful Ladies podcast. I have a third business coming out this summer. But really, my whole philosophy for both of those primary businesses is empowering you to have a business you love so you have access to a life you love, and just knowing that everything is actually possible. One of my taglines is a ridiculous and extraordinary life, and that's what I want to give people access to.
Can you tell us a little bit about the third business, or are you keeping it under wraps?
No, I can tell you about the third business. So I broke one of my rules, which is don't go into business with a client, because they came to me with this amazing idea that was not why they originally hired me. And I spent 20 years working in fashion, streetwear, footwear, apparel, and skateboarding. And so products and making products and new brands is like so part of my DNA. And the company that we're creating is called Olivet, and it is a fashion, luxury, travel accessory business. And our first bags are garment bags for women that look beautiful. So they're not the boring black bag that we've been stealing from men for all these generations, but these really beautiful bags that allow you to look great through the airport and also take care of your clothes so they look as good on the outside as the clothes you have on the inside.
Oh, hallelujah. Yes, you are in an amazing business, because the one garment bag that I did buy that was cute, it tore up on me the first day. And it really didn't keep my clothes the way I needed it to be. And I do want my luggage to at least be pretty and match. Yeah, it was like a leopard print kind of thing. I bought it offline. I'm like, oh, this is going to be great. And it did not do what I wanted it to do. So yes, you are in the amazing market. I will say yes, yes, and even more yes. Yes.
Thank you. I'll let you know as soon as it's alive. Thank you.
Well, my first nosy question is skateboards. I've been following you ever since before I got on the pod with your podcast. And I'm looking, I was like, okay, luxury lines, this, and skateboards. How does one design and market a skateboard line? You have got to tell me that background.
Well, so, you know, when you look at products that were being made, most products are often very similar in how the process happens. Whether you're building a service or a product from shoes, apparel, skateboards, coffee mugs, the process of making products and the business of doing products is all very similar. So it's actually often quite easy to jump across product categories, because it's the same idea of like, who's the customer? What should this cost? What's our go-to-market strategy? How do we stand out? What story are we telling? Because ultimately, products are an extension of that brand identity and what you're representing to the end consumer. They just happen to be interacting with that brand identity and those values that you have. So I never worked in the business of building skateboard decks, but I did work in skateboard footwear and apparel. And one of the best trips I've ever gone on was I got to go with the DC to skate team to South America, which included a tour into Machu Picchu. So it was a great time. It was me and 12 guys. So it was just kind of running amok and hanging out with the skateboarders and fighting off teenage boys and girls when we would do a skate demo.
That seems like that would be the coolest thing to do. While I'm not a skateboarder, my sons have dabbled in it before. You know, I was that kid who sat on the little skinny skateboard back in the day and just rolled down the hill. Yeah, that was me. Yeah, I wasn't going to do the tricks and stuff. But I was like, oh, wow, what a product that you never thought about. Do you seem to go towards, like you say, you want people to live a ridiculous life. When you are coaching or doing products, do you seem to go towards the unorthodox the things that people don't really think about?
I think yes and no. I don't think that I am this super rebellious person, but I am really driven by like two things have led to all of my businesses. That sounds awesome or that sounds stupid. And I don't have a lot of space for things that don't add value and things that are fake and fraudulent. And so when you look at something like the action sports and the skateboarding community, it's all about who's working hard, who's cool to hang out with, who's nice, who's there doing the work, who's grinding it out. There's such a deep authenticity and work ethic that it's not fabricated. Like you can't be a professional skateboarder and not do the work, not put in all the hours and days and weeks to figure out how to do this one trick. So when it comes to how my coaching style, I've definitely pulled a lot of this streetwear kind of punk rock skate approach into it of if it's not going to work, why are we doing it? If we're not going to put the effort in, why are we doing it? And I'm totally open to throwing out everything that doesn't fit for someone's unique business. Like this is why I get so fired up when I see all of this promotional material and, you know, 10 easy ways to scale your business online, because I don't think anyone's lying, but those 10 easy ways worked for them probably after 10, 15, 20 years of being in business. And some of it might work for you, but unless you work with a coach like myself, like how will you know which ones to keep and which ones to throw out for your unique business? Right. So I'm probably more unorthodox than I give myself credit for, but it's really based on what's going to work for that business and that business owner and getting rid of everything else that's not going to.
Because it's really in the transformation. And when you look at, you are an authentic person, you love the authenticity of how the process and the actual end goal. So if you're doing 10 easy steps, the steps really aren't easy. While the step itself may be clear, they're not easy. How did you handle that with your clients and yourself to know hard work is helping while it may seem simple, but the hard work itself is what's really getting it? How do you do that? How do you handle that with yourself and your client?
Well, I think anyone who is either trying to start a business or has one or is just working on a big project that's bigger than they are within their home or their community, we are always checking to measure, is this hard because I'm going down the wrong path? Or is this hard because I've never done it before? And it can really freak some people out because we tend, how we've been marketing, like getting an alignment and manifesting is like, it should feel easy and like, and be in flow. And when things are in alignment, they do feel easier and they're in flow. But it doesn't mean that being intimidated goes away. It doesn't mean that fear goes away. It doesn't mean that you're suddenly, but I do think that there's a lot of people in the world who are overwhelmed and frustrated because they are doing what they think is the right thing. And it's just unnecessary. What we know when I'm working with clients, we are often stripping away 80% of what's on their to-do list because it's not, you know, I say that we need to get to your business's lemonade stand. What are the four core foundations that you need for your business? Like, who are you actually talking to? Why are you doing this? What transformation are you providing? How can people buy from you? Like, we need to simplify all the distractions and your to-do list and just how your business operates so that we can actually scale it. And this isn't being like scaled to nine-figure businesses, but even just to scale it to replicate your initial income that you may have left from your previous job. Like it's always scaling. So how do we streamline it so you can have more freedom, more fun, more impact, and more money at the same time?
So who did that for you? Who helped you to strip it back and really get into making the main thing, as my sales coach used to say?
Yeah. So I do think that when I started my business, I brought so much of what I had learned from some of these big companies that I had been, had the pleasure to work with previously, really looking at how do we simplify it, both so it's easier for messaging, but also easier on us. And I had interviewed quite a few people because as a coach, I believe in coaches and I wanted one for myself, if not many. I think when we look at successful people now, they don't have one. They might have 10 coaches in various different spaces. And so I was, I had interviewed people. I wasn't finding the right fit. They all were trying to make me do this, you know, 10X marketing approach, which isn't my jam.
Right.
And this mom kept popping up on my Instagram, who also has red hair, who lives in this same town as I do. And so I just sent her a DM and was like, we both have red hair. You're a coach. I'm a coach. I think I should work with you, but at a minimum, we should know each other. And I've been working with her since 2019 now.
That's wonderful. I mean, sometimes you just know when things click and you know that this is who you need in your life and you understand. And I'm so glad that you said that you're not that 10X person because I thought it was just me. I do not like when it's like 10X your business. And I'm like, well, I'm excitable, but I'm going to need you to calm it down just a little bit for me. And I truly don't get into the five ways to do XYZ, unless it truly is five ways to get you close to it. I mean, if it's not five ways, then don't give it to me. I can't do that. What do you tend when I've been looking at all of your products and looking at your courses? And of course, I haven't talked to your clients, but looking at what you tell me from what you give, because I truly believe that if you look at a person long enough, they will show you who they are. And you're showing me that you really want to help people from the core up.
Yes.
Have you gotten people who tell you the opposite of you're moving too fast or you're not moving fast enough for me or I don't want to do that type of work. I need you to do it. Have you ran into those kind of things? And what do you tell that kind of person who comes up to you?
You know, the longer you're in a service-based business, especially in a B2B-based business, you start to see everything. And even though we get better and better at evaluating who our potential clients are and making sure they're a dream client and evaluating them as much as they're evaluating us, unique things still show up that you weren't expecting. I've had quite a lot of people have a great idea, want to hire me, but then they want me to build their business. And I'm like, I build your business, but the price that I gave you on that proposal is going to have a lot more zeros if I'm building it for you. And I've had a lot of people who don't want to do the work. They just want their idea to come to life. And so I've been reading, that's gotten less and less as I've been more selective about who I'm working with and the questions I'm asking in intro calls. But most of the time, I think people get surprised that they call me and say, I need a strategy for Twitter, or I need to figure out how to do X, Y, and Z. And I know right away that that's just the symptom. It's not the underlying thing that we have to work on and build and put together. Most people are worried about something that they can't figure out on the outside when it goes so much deeper into why are you doing your business? Who is it for? Like, what's the transformation you're really providing? And I don't, people always expect that we have to get so deep when we're building and reconstructing their business. I have training as a life coach. I have training in financial coaching. But ultimately, like, because we have to look at everything about you, especially when I'm working with the founder, even their leadership team, we have to unpack you human, because people say business isn't personal, but it is, and it should be. And good business is really personal. It's not, this isn't an attack on you, right? Which is usually what they mean. But we are human in a human-based environment. And that's what business is. Like, we're here to make things better, hopefully. And that's who I want to help people who are heart-led entrepreneurs, who really care, who really want to find that connection to change their customer, change the world. Like, we don't need to leave the world the way it is right now, especially. And I think, and I feel very confident that most entrepreneurs, and definitely every female entrepreneur I met, is certainly not going to tolerate leaving things the way they found it.
I knew that you were a kindred spirit. I really did. And, you know, that impact really makes a difference in your own life. So what joy do you get when you see the impact? Do you accept it? Do you have success issues? Or how have you gotten to the fact of says, you know what? I really helped that person. How does that affect you?
You know, I think I'm pretty good at acknowledging the impact that I can make on someone. And it's always really important for me that they're seeing the impact that they're causing. You know, we have such a ripple effect every day. You do not need to be a business owner or up to what people call big things to be making an impact, because you're either affecting people or impacting people. And right. There's a great exercise I learned in the life coaching program I had done about really writing down the number of people that you've impacted and who have they impacted and who have they impacted. And when you start to see every day how something that you just heard, you're sharing with somebody else, what your clients are giving back to you. Because especially when you impact a business owner, you're impacting them, their family, their team, their kids, their legacy, their neighborhood. But giving good people the tools to have successful businesses changes whole communities on levels that we don't even realize. You and I had such an amazing conversation about that. You know, it's like, if you want to make an impact, being a coach in communities that are hungry to make a difference.
Yes.
It, like, you can do it so quickly.
That's true. So what feeds you? What keeps your fire going? Because there's a time where, you know, you're giving so much to the world, you're impacting, you have these businesses that you're working with. But what fills you back up, Kira?
That's such a great question. You know, my word for the year is nourish. And it's really important for me to keep sitting at tables that I feel like I don't belong at yet. And I went to a great conference this weekend and I did the VIP package to make sure that I got to meet these speakers in person and have a conversation with them. Because it's not who you know, it's who knows you that's going to start changing your future. And right. I want to be making sure that it's not just output for me all the time. Like, I need the input. I love reading. I'm always trying to read as much as possible. I'm actually sad that I will never be able to read all the books I want to in my lifetime. I do
Audible
a lot of
help. Audible helps. If you listen to them, it helps.
I've got all it going. I'm listening when I'm walking. I'm reading like an actual book in bed at night. Like, I try to do them all. So, but reading's a big thing for me. Working with lots of other coaches, going to their program. I do a lot of events and workshops, not just for myself, but because I want to hang out with the other panelists and guests who are there. I'm always looking at not just building a community of customers, but a community of mentors and peers. Like, the whole Powerful Ladies mission was that women who are rising want to rise together. And if we look at the three phases, there's like the people who are giving their wisdom, people who are rising, and people who are hungry for inspiration. And it's not a pyramid, it's a circle, because we all be learning from each other, all gaining from each other. Like, it never stops our wanting to learn and expand. And I really live that. Like, who can I be surrounding myself that I think is incredible and doing great things? I put my donation money in that space a lot. I support CASA of Orange County. I support Mountain Film Festival and Telluride, which is all documentary films. And when you go to that festival, it's incredible because you're meeting all these people doing all these things you would never know about or interact with. And then also National Geographic, among others. So it's like, how can I be around people who are doing different things, interesting things, who are pushing in their own spaces, even if they seem so different from what I'm up to?
Oh, National Geographic. Now that was a whole nother twist. I didn't expect that one. Oh, find out that you're a big cat lover and you.
I don't know if I'm a big cat lover necessarily, but my undergraduate minor was like urban anthropology. I would love to be an Indiana Jones character. Like, I love that. Oh, I love the history and the connections and all that anthropology stuff just lights me up. So
what makes you a life coach then? Because anthropology and coaching and understanding people really go together.
Yes. Yeah. So on my to-do list is, get on the National Geographic Society. I got to go do something cool to make that happen.
Well, you're already doing cool things, but I could see you doing the research paper. I really could see you doing research into powerful women and what their circle was. Because we talk about Cleopatra all the time, but who was her girlfriend? She had to talk to somebody.
Yeah.
Who did Isis talk to? Somebody had to talk to her. I mean, really. It had to be somebody that was around her to build her, to give her counsel and what was happening. So just, put a little bug in your ear. And when you win the Pulitzer and you do all that stuff, just say, Shanice told me first that
I
was what I was
going to do.
So what do you do for fun? I mean, like just fun.
I'm one of those people who feels really lucky that I have built my life and business to be as close to what I think is fun as possible. Like that's the alignment I want to give to clients as well. Like really for me, like fun is having like dinner parties and enjoying food with people I care about. Fun for me is conversation. Fun for me is doing something I haven't done before. I enjoy camping and hiking, like traveling so important to me. Going to museums, seeing art. I got to go see, I'm just thinking like in the past year, things that really lit me up. Like the photographer at Blayback who was big into skateboarding had a whole show in LA that I got to go see and see him and see friends of mine. So it's continuing to keep these connections with the people I find inspiring is really fun. And then, going to yoga, I need that. I need someone to tell me what to do so I don't have to keep doing it myself.
That's important for a powerful person. That's important for a woman who is, seemingly in control and doing it. It's every once in a while or daily. I just need you to tell me what to do. Then let's talk about the powerful ladies and that community. What do you guys have going on right now?
Oh, my goodness. We're in such a cool evolutionary period. So, of course, we have the podcast that comes out every Wednesday. We just did one of our first events of the year at Soho Works in LA, a whole panel conversation about, hearing your truths and knowing your truth and trusting yourself.
And might I say, I was very mad that I lived in South Carolina and could not make that. I just wanted you to know. It was so interesting when I saw everything.
It was so great. And it's part of why we're getting back on the road as well, because we want women all across the world to be able to participate in these live events because they matter so much. Of course, we love it when people are nearby or choose to fly in to come and do things with us. But it's the meeting in person matters. The experience part matters because we do a lot of things on Zoom. We're kicking off our Powerful Conversation series again this year. And those will be on Zoom so we can talk to everyone around the world who wants to participate. But it's good. But when you're in person, you can hug someone and meet someone in real life who you've been, online virtual buddies with for a while, it changes things. And you can feel things. You can get goosebumps from a Zoom interaction. But when you are in a room and you are feeling everyone being moved in that moment, it just reminds you of how aligned humanity is. So we're doing a lot more in-person things. We're going to kick up that conversation series again. And we're looking at doing some other fun things, some in-person experiences. So definitely be following us on Instagram to see what's coming up next, because we have a lot of surprises that will be revealed as the year goes on, which we're really excited about.
I'm just a plane ride away. I really do want to come and just be in that circle. I know there's lots of things going on in the West Coast that we on the East Coast don't necessarily have. So it's you're close, but so far away. And that proximity does make you feel so much more connected, much more, involved in day-to-day conversations. And it can get lonely when you're building businesses, when you're running the empire. Do you find that you get lonely, or is the community built because you were lonely? Tell us a little bit of a history about that.
Great. Again, great question. So to answer the first one, I believe that everyone, no matter what you're up to, needs a coach in a community. It's why I have a group coaching community, because entrepreneurship is lonely. And anyone who's a private client of mine gets access to that for free, because you have to know other people are asking the same questions and thinking the same things, no matter how much revenue they're bringing in. Our questions don't change. It's just the magnitude of them changes. Like in the land, the $10,000 client is the same energy when you're starting out as when you have to land the $10 million client later. So it's the same process, just at different scales.
Right.
But the reason I started Powerful Ladies was because I had moved from Germany to California. I didn't really know anyone here. I was working in a skateboarding-oriented company. So it meant a lot of guys who wanted to skateboard and drink beer. I haven't been on a skateboard since I was 13. So like I knew what it felt to fall off, but I'm too afraid to go on it now. I like my knees and elbows and teeth. And I just missed having this really powerful group of women. There was a group in Germany. We called ourselves the Fancy Frows. And it was just women who were crushing it in their career, who were so fun to hang out with. And every time we hung out, it felt like an 8-year-old sleepover party where we're like dancing in our tights and our dresses. And then we go out and have the best time. But we also had real conversations about what we wanted and what we were struggling with at work and what to do next. And I knew that every woman I wanted to hang out with is motivated and wants more fun. They want to be more social and they want to give back more. So Powerful Ladies started by our one day of giving, where I asked all these women around the world to host an event, charge people a little bit of money, and we would all donate together to something that we felt was important. And it was so cool to know that even though I couldn't hang out with my friends that day, that we were all together doing the same thing that day. And we were working in our local community. And we started that, I think, in 2016, 2015. Okay. And it's because we need that. And as you get older, it's like, how do you find the people that are playing your game?
Right, right.
It's to your point, it gets really lonely, because if there's not other entrepreneurs in your circle, they don't get it. Even if there are other entrepreneurs, running a dry cleaner is very different than being a coach. And some people have a business because they're looking to replace their job. Some people have a business because they're looking to build something at a bigger level. But it is lonely. There are so many Friday, Saturday nights when I'm at home, I'm exhausted. And I'm like, I don't want to leave the house, because this has been a huge week of doing live events, of having coaching sessions, of, you know, figuring out what's next. Because you have to manage your business as much as you manage your client. And it has been a struggle to like find exactly what my community is and how I needed to show up. So I've also been asking in the past year, I've been really vocal to my friends that are who live near me, saying what I need more of and what can I need this? Can I carry you for this? Because otherwise you're like, am I living in the right city?
Yeah. Well, that's a good thing. I mean, to know your needs, that will help you grow, give you that personal impact, that personal fulfillment. It makes you a whole well-rounded woman. It makes you your best self, because you can't pour out if you're empty. So that is wonderful. But it has been wonderful to talk to you. I get to know a different side of you. I'm still fascinated about the skateboards. I don't know why, but I love it. I cannot wait for the new line to come out, because I will be one of your first people, because I do like it cute. Can you put a little sparkle on it? Just you see, I like sparkle. A little bit of sparkle will go a long way in my life. Okay. But tell everyone how they can get in contact with you, how they can be a powerful lady, listen to the podcast, all of the deets of everything that we can connect to you.
Perfect. So you can listen to the Powerful Ladies podcast on all major platforms, Apple, Spotify, even Audible. So when you're reading your books, you can also listen to the podcast. And our website is thepowerfulladies.com. Our handle is @powerfulladies. Instagram's where we promote everything that's going on there. To connect with me directly, it's Kara_Duffy on Instagram, and my website is karaduffy.com. There's a button there to book a free intro call. We can talk about your business, whether you have just an idea or you've been in business for 30 years, if you want more, and all the right ways and to thrive on your person.
Yay! And everybody needs a person. Okay. Thank you so much for coming on. I really, really appreciate you coming to the show today.
Thank you so much for having me. This has been such a great way to connect. And I just know that we're going to be co-hosting fun things together in the future. So thank you so much.
Thank you.